Hi guys, this is Maria and Manos, and you're watching On the Couch with M&M.
The show to help you build fun and profitable businesses.
Hi guys, welcome back. It's Manos and myself today. We really wanted to do an episode just before the new year.
Yes, well, this is coming out on Christmas Eve.
Yes, just to talk about, obviously, what happened in 2017.
The year that was, 2017.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Some of the good things that happened in real estate and some predictions for 2018.
Yeah, where we see some things happening in the real estate space. So let's start with 2017, Maria. So what was the big thing that, one of the big things that we saw in the movement of the real estate space is a lot of brands, changing brands. So we saw a lot of movement in every state.
A lot of movement.
A lot, yeah. So where one agency under a particular group moved to another agency. So we saw a lot of that happening. We saw a lot of agencies that are with networks actually going out independent. And we've actually seen a couple of independents go and join agencies, bigger networks throughout Australia. So definitely 2017 was the year of change. So what that tells me is people are looking for options. They're looking for a point of difference.
Yeah.
And it's quite interesting.
In most states, real estate was quite hot. So there was a lot of transactions. So people were
to Perth.
In most of the states. Although Perth is picking up as well.
Yes, it is.
So I guess people feel more comfortable to move around when things are going really, really well and looking for different options.
Yeah,
so maybe
absolutely.
That's why, I'm not sure, but you're right. It was definitely the year of movement.
Yes.
But we also saw quite a few third party businesses coming coming into our industry and taking a little bit of our cut. So, you know, a lot of people are out there, quite a few big businesses. I'm not sure if we can name names or not.
We all know who they are.
Everyone in the industry knows who they are. They're doing their prospecting. They've got their websites and they're referring business back to us. And we're paying sometimes 20, 30% back for those to those providers for a lead. So, good, bad, I'm not sure.
Well,
a lead is a lead.
Yeah.
Paying a referral for it, that's great. If you're not prepared to do, I guess, the work.
Some people really embrace it. So we're certainly not going to be sitting on the pros or the cons of it, because there is pros and cons on both sides. So if you enter real estate totally brand new and you've been offered a lead that you may have to pay a 20, 30% referral, you're going to jump on it.
Yeah, that's true.
So really, depending on where you're at in your business life and your real estate career, is whether you need the referral or you don't need the referral.
Yeah.
And these sites will always be around because it's driven by consumers. And consumers will go to these sites because
for options.
They're looking for options. And if we as an industry aren't at the forefront of actually connecting with that consumer so they don't need to go to these third-party referral sites, then we'll win the game. And you can do it on a hyper-local perspective as well, in your local marketplace.
Sure.
So I think they're going to be around for quite some time. Longevity of them, their profitability is obviously going to be always questionable. But again, whether you use them or not saying it's right or wrong, but we're certainly going to see more of those coming into the marketplace. And what the third thing that we saw in 2017 was really radical was big shifts in property management. We see a lot of business owners looking at their property management divisions, as we did as well, and evaluating the return on investment on there, the manning of it, the staffing of it. There were some major challenges.
A lot of people have actually gone overseas.
Yes.
There's a lot of overseas employment through Philippines.
To get the economies of scale.
To actually get the profitability back into business, and they can outsource some of the staff that doesn't need a face-to-face or a phone call conversation with a tenant or a landlord. We haven't done that, but we've been to conferences and we've noticed that a lot of people are actually doing that to get the profitability back into their business.
That's right.
That outsourcing.
But the other thing that we saw in prop management is talent. It's been a big challenge in attracting great talent that's actually proficient in property management. And we know it's a scary statistic that the average property manager, it's
9 months.
In Victoria is 9 months. That they stay in the one position and they either move on to another office or they actually leave the industry. So that's a real challenge in maintaining customer service levels. So those businesses that don't have a grip on that, we can see that there's been a lot of movement.
And then, I think, of course, it's a matter of training. I think there's a lot of training that happens in sales, and there's a lack of training in property management and administration, you know. We're quite proud of the programs that we've set up for next year for property management and administration. And I think it needs to be industry-wide that we've got to put more attention back into training our property managers so we can, you know, lift the
service levels, retention, happiness of staff.
Yeah, that's right.
Awesome.
Yeah. And the last one is the digital footprint. I mean, we've been talking about that for a very, very long time, but I think last year, 2017, it was just massive. You know, a lot of agents went into doing their professional videos. You know, Instagram, Facebook has just gone crazy with providing a lot of different, you know, services and getting their digital footprint out there and providing a lot of information to customers and clients. So I thought that was massive in 2017. Yeah. A lot of agents actually took it up. So, which is great. I think it's a great way of communicating to the masses.
Yeah, you know, but as a percentage, a lot of agents, but as a percentage, it's still a very small percentage. So it's still got room to grow. Definitely. Yeah. And whilst it's small, those people that are entering that space will get a lot more leverage coming out of it.
Yeah.
So that were the four key things that we saw out of 2017, year of change, third-party referral sites, our property management, changes in there, really people looking at that, and obviously digital, the digital footprint.
Yeah.
So what's our prediction for 2018, Maria?
There's lots.
Yeah.
We've got about four or five here.
Yes.
Do you want to start?
Yeah, so we'll start with I think it's back to the basics, and one of the things I'm going to call 2018 the year of the SMS. So our research in the marketplace has seen that although there's a lot of talk of people using SMS and communicating with their clients, their end users, whether it be landlords, tenants, buyers, or sellers, the SMS hasn't been used to its full advantage. There's a lot of technology out there that's available to everyone to make sure that they enhance that communication. People are just totally time poor. They don't have time to actually take a message.
I think just by necessity, it's going to explode next year because a lot of people are not getting through with email marketing anymore. They're not getting through to their clients because emails are getting deleted. We're getting spammed every day. There's not as many, you know, we can't get through the way that we used to. So we're going to go back to social media, getting our message through there. Mm-hmm. But communicating with our clients, SMS is brilliant because it's easy. You know, people look at it, they're actually, you know, on the phone when they get a message, they want to see who messaged them. It's more personable still. It's not too spammy yet. I don't know, is that even a word? I don't know, but you know what I mean? So I think next year that's going to, you're right, it's going to be huge.
Yeah. So we are calling 2018 for our group the year of the SMS.
For sure.
Okay.
A lot of people are going to work in EBUs as well. Like we've seen
a massive change
in our group with people. We provide a lot of administration services, as everybody knows by now, from all of our podcasts, if you have been listening to us for a while. So we take care of a lot of the back end, you know, trust accounting and admin for our agents. But we've seen the EBU you know, grow quite a bit last year in regards to putting people on for buyer management and prospecting activities. Then the listing agent is left to be doing exactly what it is that they're good at.
High value work,
which is, you know, being in front of people, talking to the now clients, listing property, nurturing their listings and you know, doing the deals. So, yeah, definitely the year of EBU.
Yeah, definitely. And one of the main reasons that that's occurring is that the cost of running a business now is really exploding. It's gone exponential in regards to costs. And it's not just the cost of running a traditional shop-fronted office. It's the human resources component and the knowledge that you need and compliance for human resources, compliance with obviously the relevant acts in every state.
Yeah.
We've seen some massive massive pressures on businesses to actually be able to accommodate comply. All these changes, to comply.
Yeah.
So the advent of the EBU is because of that as well. So we see that being a major change, which is great.
We're pushing for it, that's for sure.
Definitely.
With our guys.
Something that we've been really big about is the year of content. The year of content, and Josh Cobb from Steps Digital Media Strategies would definitely be in the forefront of that. That there is no longer an option not to be part of the content revolution. Mm. And you know, there's a saying that they say is change. Take some time until it doesn't. And content has been talked about for many, many years now. It's not something that just happened yesterday, but I think it's come to the point where we need to be doing it. If you're not doing it, you're actually not in the real estate space. So as more and more people enter the content and providing that value and knowledge to their local communities, they're going to really be set apart. So
Just spoke at our conference last week as well, the PB 2018, and he said that really real estate businesses are media companies.
Yes.
So we have to think of ourselves as a media company that provides content rather than, and it happens to sell real estate. You know, that's sort of on the side, and it sort of makes sense. It might not at the beginning when you first hear it, but you know, people are craving for information these days. They want to know you as the expert. So how are you going to provide that? It's so easy these days. You know, you don't have to spend thousands of dollars to go on TV and do ads, you know. So social media and content is massive.
So think watch yourself, that space, and there's been some great brands out there that are actually going that way.
And they're doing it really well.
Exceptionally well, so which is great. So we can all learn from that. And the last one, Maria, that we predict for 2018.
Yeah, definitely. Outsourcing. We talked about it a little bit previously. You know, some companies are already doing it. They're doing it really well with property management. Mm-hmm. And it's out of necessity to bring the profit back up in their business and actually, you know, outsource the things that they can overseas. But even within Australia, we've got some amazing companies here now doing trust accounting, bookkeeping. It's no longer your business as a business owner. You don't have to do everything in your business. You know, it's not like it used to be when we first started. There's a lot of options out there. I know we subscribe to Vecchi, which is a human resources company, and although we've got an in-house human resource manager that our franchisees and our members take advantage of, then Julie Anderson has got Vecchi. So we subscribe to Vecchi. We ring them when we challenged with some answers that we might need, and they're always there to help. So all those outsource companies that you can take advantage of, they're on subscription and they're not really that costly. It's fabulous. I think it's going to be a lot more of that next year.
And we talk about outsourcing as international, but that's not necessarily all the case.
Vecchi,
Edmi partner, who we obviously use for our trust accounting.
Yeah.
Kerry Roberts, who's been on the show before as well. Yeah. That's outsourcing.
Yeah.
Outsourcing can be
bookkeeping. As simple as bookkeeping. You don't have to have an in-house bookkeeper anymore. Lots of different things.
So what we recommend?
Telemarketing.
Outsourcing.
For your prospecting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So look at your business and look at all the components and the moving parts and see what you can outsource to bring those efficiencies back into your business, and not only from a cost effective, but from a headspace as well.
Yeah.
So the more you can outsource, the less you need to manage, but you know it gets done.
Yeah.
So
and choose wisely.
Yeah, and choose very wisely.
Yeah.
So guys, Christmas Eve. It's obviously everyone's
I've got a couple more predictions.
Oh, you got a couple more?
Okay, I predict that in 2018, Richmond is going to be the grand final again.
Yeah.
And Frankston basketball team is going to win the Mornington Evu Group basketball team.
Oh, so yes, that's a great prediction.
That's my prediction.
Right? Yeah.
Boys, get to work because we're not losing again to Mornington.
Yeah, so for those who don't know, our rivalry between our Mornington office and our Frankston office is quite strong at the moment in regards to who's being first, and not so much in sales.
Mornington did.
That's right.
But 2018 is our year, boys.
Yeah, and Richmond's got a favourite part of now. In our house, yes. So thanks again for joining us in this week's episode. Being Christmas Eve, obviously Christmas tomorrow. So on behalf of ourselves, we want to wish all yourselves and your families and friends the very best for Christmas and the new year.
Merry Christmas, guys. Thank you for watching. A big thank you to Sam. He's behind the camera. He's done a brilliant work this year. We've loved doing this.
Absolutely.
We had a ball. We're going to keep doing it next year. All the best for Christmas. Have an amazing day tomorrow with your family. See you in 2018. And actually, next week's episode, it's going to be, Sam is going to put something together. It's going to be the bloopers of 2017.
Bit from our gala awards enjoy as well. Enjoy that. And we'll see you back here the week after. All the best.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Happy New Year.
I think we nailed it. Do you want one more?
Yeah, keep going.
Yeah.